Hi everyone, welcome to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, your daily audio summary of the latest news reported in the Ukrainian media. My name is Artem, and here is the news. 786 days less the Russian invasion of Ukraine. At least 8 people killed, including 2 children, around 30 wounded in the result of the Russian attack on the city and the region of Dnipro yesterday, reports Ukrainska Pravda. It is known about at least 3 people who were killed in a residential building. Others were killed in the city of Synelnikovo, including 2 young children, as well as an entire family with the exception of a 6-year-old boy. His mother, grandmother, and 2 siblings were killed. 4 private houses were partially destroyed, 8 more were damaged. A company was damaged in the town of Pavlograd. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visited the site of the Russian attack on the city of Dnipro, where he held a meeting to discuss the strengthening of the region's protection. Dnipro Mayor Boris Filatov declared 20 April a day of mourning for those killed in the Russian missile strike on the city. Ukraine's Air Force and Defense Intelligence have destroyed a Russian Su-22M3 long-range strategic bomber that carries Ha-22 cruise missiles, reports Suspilne. According to Lieutenant General Mykola Oleshuk, commander of Ukraine's Air Force, this is the first time air defense units of the Air Force in cooperation with Defense Intelligence of Ukraine have brought down this type of warplane, which Russians use to hit peaceful Ukrainian cities. Oleshuk emphasized that Ukraine needs more assets and more missiles to better protect the frontline territories from Russian attacks. On 19 April, a Su-22M3 long-range strategic missile-carrying bomber crashed in Russia's Stavropol Krai, which neighbors the Mozdok military airfield in North Ossetia region of Russia, where these bombers are based. Early reports indicated that the pilots had ejected. The Defense Intelligence of Ukraine notes that Su-22M3 aircraft was successfully downed at a distance of about 300 kilometers away from Ukraine by the same asset that had previously hit a Russian A-50 long-range radar detection aircraft, reports Ukrainska Pravda. According to the media sources, this was a long-range S-200 anti-aircraft missile system. As a result of the hit, the strategic bomber managed to reach the area of Stavropol, where it crashed. Quote, "For every war crime committed against Ukraine, there will be fair retribution," stated the intelligence. We would really appreciate if you could recommend us to your friends and family, as well as share information on social media. This way more people would learn about the highlights from Ukraine and truth about Russia's invasion. U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson said after a procedural vote on the bills on supplemental funding for Ukraine that they are the best possible option under the current circumstances, reports European Pravda. Johnson said that the Senate bill, which combined funding for Ukraine, Israel and Taiwan, was, quote, "effectively a blank check for foreign aid," unquote, and in this sense breaking them into separate bills was a better process. At the same time, the Pentagon stated that it is ready to promptly send a military aid package to Ukraine after the U.S. Congress approves the relevant bill, reports Voice of America. Pentagon spokesperson Patrick Ryder stressed that this package in particular will include air defense equipment and artillery capabilities. Politico also reported that there so far has been no final decision on the package, which may become the first after the voting in the Congress. The representatives of Ukraine's defense industry are working on the content of the package, which would quickly undergo the bureaucratic procedure after the law is adopted and signed by the US president. The source revealed that a lot of American weapons were already in storage all across Europe and can be sent to Ukraine immediately. Some types of armament can be delivered to Ukraine in a few days, others may be delivered in several weeks. Thank you for listening to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast. We're a commercial initiative of just 2 people and we need your help to grow. Share information about the podcast, rate us in the app, subscribe to our Patreon. With your support, we are getting better. We call on you to demand from governments of your countries to impose the toughest sanctions possible on Russia and its citizens to stop their invasion of Ukraine.